The Survivor Specialist Film Will are back, and we are recapping episode number 9 of Survivor 48. Today, we are joined by the one and only Carolyn of the Traitors and Survivor fame. I guess Traitor or Survivor fame first.
Traitor you said second. The Traitors first, and we're recapping a Survivor episode. You know what, way to go, Phil. Way to botch the intro for like the biggest guest we're ever going to have.
Oh, I know. Please. I've been asking. I'm like, why have you never asked? Because I started watching when you did the thing with Nora, and I was like, oh, they allow freaks on here. And by freaks, I mean that kindly. And so I thought that it was only like the most like, you know, game body-ish type people. And so with Nora, it opened it like paved the way of like, they accept all here.
Nora's great. Nora has not watched since season 40, she told me. So that's why I know you were like, oh, we should see if we can figure out a Nora thing. Nora is like, I haven't watched since season 4. She watched 2 episodes during D season. That was it. So.
Oh, really? That's and I it. Get it.
Yeah.
She's done. So I right. like, you know, but I like that you guys like are, I mean, good. I was watching with Alexa, and when I saw you, Will, I'm like, where the hell's Alexa? And then.
Yeah, sorry to disappoint. You know, I'm kind of a downgrade, but we're keeping it together. No. We're keeping the ship afloat, Carolyn.
No, that was rude. But sometimes, you know what I'm saying? When it's like 2 men, it's like, we need a woman in here. But you have that one lady who comes and does like the thing. So you're good.
Yeah, we got McKenna on here every now and then. And we have guests that pop in all over the place. Carolyn, though, it's good that we do have your perspective tonight, because I think I know I'm heartbroken David went home. And I know that that's not going to be the popular winner from the internet. So I need you here, Carolyn, because, Will, I know that you and I for a while here thought David was going to win this season. We're getting shit in the comments already. Carolyn, what's your take? We saw him in your Ron Clark video this week.
Here's the good. I was so I'm not going to lie. And here's the deal. I'm going to try not to interrupt because that's annoying. So with him, good. I was at Thomas's premiere thing in LA because the Traitors reunion was literally the night before. And Thomas is like, come to my premiere party. I'm like, girl, are you kidding me? Like, I have the reunion the next morning. And I must have been like, just, oh, feeling energized or wanting to avoid certain people at the reunion. And then I just like I bolted to Thomas's thing, probably for like an escape anyway. So I go to that and I'm booing David the whole time. Every time he's on the screen, I'm like, boo. Good. But I realized that I'm a hypocrite and I judge people. And so I was like, these muscles and like, oh, well, I end up staying another night in LA and I meet up with Ben and he's hanging out with David. And I'm all like, oh my gosh, I just got to tell you that I was booing you. And I'm sorry. You actually seem like a really nice person and blah, blah, blah. Good. Then the Ron Clark happened and I'm like, who? Mm-mm, so good. And then watching him tonight, and it's what did Joe say? Joe said people should like know like socially, and I get it, and it makes for good TV in my opinion, but was he gonna win the game? Are you kidding me? He was, and that's how, in my opinion, that's how Danny was. There were so many moments where it's just like, oh my god. Or when Kyle's trying to speak and he's just like, it shouldn't have been that hard, shouldn't be that. It's like, shut up. It's just, it's like, and I don't even want to be like, read the room. It's just, that's him. That is him. But that's, in my opinion, what makes good, I'll say, like, casting-wise, where it's, like, people who are different and they're going to butt heads with other people. But he ain't winning. Are you crazy?
I feel like what's going to be the interesting discussion about this episode is, did David's paranoia lead to him being voted out? Or was David not paranoid at all and just read the writing on the wall that they were in fact trying to turn on him and Mary? Because
no shit, it's like, seriously, he's paranoid. He's got a good read. It's like, I don't think it was like the paranoia. I think it was he was literally pissing people off. He was Joe, multiple people, Kyle, like, why would you want him around? Mixed with the Camilla thing. So it just takes you being like, and I don't want, what's the right word I'm looking for? It's not even annoying. It's like, shut up. And that's all it took. It was, he's paranoid. Of course he's paranoid, but yes, he had the right read. And so they got to get rid of him. You know what I mean? It's true.
Yeah. The paranoia was not the flaw. Like he knew that something was up. It was the way he handled it. He was far too aggressive and far too demanding and like trying to manipulate Joe by saying he broke his word. I think that was like, That was a huge, huge misstep. And I and Carolyn, we say this because up until last week, and Phil, I didn't get to hear your thoughts last week because you were, you know, hanging out with Carolyn at the Ron Clark event.
Yeah, it was.
But up until last week, we felt that David had he did have a winner's chance in this game. We got to hear his backstory. We actually like that type of character, the muscle man, the challenge guy, the guy who's claiming to maybe play honestly, like they usually get thrown under the bus by the edit pretty early. But we had heard so much of his backstory and we were endeared to him as an audience. We're like, man, we're supposed to love this guy. And then last week it crashed and burned very quickly. And then one week later, he's now gone.
You go beat him in real life and you tell me if your D's going to be winning.
I actually, you know, what?
I did meet him.
And when we did our preseason cast assessment, the person I was hardest on said they have no chance of winning this game. Shout out to Jeff Probe saying that about Spencer. No shot at winning. I said David, and then he had a great up. Like he had a great early on presence on this season. And when I did meet him at a watch party, he was very pleasant and a really good guy. I mean, we didn't talk for that long, but I enjoyed David's company. But hey, I mean, look, he had a couple bad episodes. You know how it goes. It's reality TV.
No. Because that would mean that I didn't meet him in person. And then that would be so no. But I respect you. No, I'm being a bit good. Let me talk some crap. Because I said the same thing. I met him the first time and I was all Team Nips. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I judged you. And I love the background story. Because I'm always like, whoa, I hear a backstory like that. And it's like, wow, because that's embarrassing shit. You don't want to talk about that on national TV that you're living in a trailer outside your parents' house. I respect that when people go that raw and will go there because that's not easy to do. I want more of like the trailer, David, not this like, oh no, you didn't like muscle crap. I didn't like that side of him, but I did like the raw when he was just like sharing his story and sharing where he came from and what he's going through, not this other crap. Good.
How are you on chocolate milk? What's your take on chocolate milk? Are you a chocolate milk fan?
I'm lactose intolerant, so I'm shitting my pants.
There you go. That's how I feel, too. I've been saying the whole time that milk is going to be the worst thing for anybody who is trying to play Survivor. And when they got milk like 15 days into the game, that's the last thing I want. But I want to talk about the decision here of Joe and Eva. Because we always kind of talk about what's the repercussions. And I know right now the internet is ecstatic that David's gone. I think that a lot of the more casual fans are going to be bummed. I'm bummed. I think he's great TV. I think that he would have been good. But I want to talk about this decision by Joe and Eva because they give a lot of power here to Shaheen, to Kyle, and to Camilla. And they pretty much removed their ability to overthrow that threesome. Now, they don't know that that group of three is actually working together, but that's what David's been saying the whole time. To me, tonight's episode, I've been saying the whole season, everybody just calm down, watch the season, see what takes place. The strong group isn't going to stay together. Somebody will vote somebody out. It's going to happen. But after tonight, I think the final three, the writing might be on the wall with Kyle, Camilla, Shaheen. Maybe Star or somebody sneaks in. But I feel like Joe and Eva pretty much made them. Bed tonight.
Why Star have to sneak in?
Because where is she right now? They're not giving. And she came into that conversation tonight and she said, hey guys, you want to vote Shaheen? And they're like, no, we can't. And it was like, that was the end of Star strategy talk. Like, they're not giving Star anything. So I feel like right now they're all looking at Star as just on the periphery. She was also the only person to vote Mitch tonight other than
exactly. Other than But I think that was important for, like, she told us, the audience, she told us that, hey, like, I wanted to do this, but I don't have power right now, so I'm going along with what other people want to do. And that could be laying the groundwork for her to be used as a number later. And so it might be a little bit sneaking in because she right now doesn't have the number. She's not in a strong alliance. And that maybe Star does find her way to the top at some point. I think that's very possible.
I just wish Star would team up with Mitch. Like, I do. I wish Star would team up with Mitch, team up, like, find the cracks in that, like, core, whatever, and, like, what, you know what I'm saying? And then them go together and do something. I don't like having the strong alliance. They don't. And I know, Phil, that you said, you were saying that stuff about Chrissy and saying, like, you know, she should have went to work from day one and blah, blah, blah. Like, you know what? Sometimes people don't really fit in. And you can't say that, like, Cochran wasn't working hard in South Pacific. He didn't fit in. So he could have been working his ass off even pre-gaming with these motherfuckers. But he's not going to ever, like, be. Do you get what I'm saying?
It's no,
like,
I do.
And I'm not saying, like, who knows? And yeah, and edit and blah, blah, blah. And we don't know because we don't see stuff. But it's like, sometimes, like, it's, and I think Camilla said this tonight, everything could be different if something about, like, the weirdos or something, if there were more weirdos, they're like, you yeah. know what I'm saying? And so it's like, you have this core group, but, like, but we don't choose who, like, goes out there, and those ones just all click together and blah, blah, blah. But, like, with Chrissy, like, I don't think it's, like, an absence of, like, not playing the game or not. Sometimes you just can't get in. I've tried.
I mean, I look at Camilla right now and I say, Camilla feels like your typical new era casting choice, right? She's the type of person who's going to be a little under the radar, going to be a quote machine. She's been great in confessionals. And generally in new era, there's more of her than the other side. She just happened to be thrown onto this cast, but she is doing a good job. It's what you said. If there were weirder people, maybe that would work in her favor. She is doing a good, great. She found her person and she found Kyle. And that was a big one for her grab.
And I'm not saying she had just said that, like something about more weird people or something. I don't remember, but it's like, yes, you got these. I just, with Chrissy, I just really feel like it's not like she wasn't playing. I just feel like sometimes people just, and I don't want to be like, you're screwed, because it's like, we'll build relationships. I don't think I would have been like bonding with David out there, girl.
Yeah. And the thing is, when they're that tight, it's hard to find any way to break in. Will, weigh in on this. Where was this the right move? Is Camille, like, have they almost made it to now the not so strong of that strong alliance are now the ones in control?
Yeah, I think if you're looking at this purely from a strategic standpoint, like, Joe and Eva probably made the wrong move here. But the alternative, I think, and this was a little bit confusing for me, like, the alternative would have been just sticking with Camilla, because that's what David and Mary had said. So, I mean, is that so much better? I don't know. I think you are giving a lot of power to Kyle, Cheyenne, and Camilla as a trio. But from what we've heard from both Joe and Eva, like, they I know David has kind of embodied this, and he's the one that's putting his foot in his mouth as tribal council, talking about honesty and loyalty, and can someone do it finally? And it's like, we're all rolling our eyes. It's like, newsflash, we're 48 seasons in, and we've never seen it. Like, even with some of the most lovable winners, like even Ethan in Africa, like, just beloved by everybody, like he lied even on his season. Like, we haven't seen it, and it's probably never going to happen. But Joe and Eva are still a little bit, and that was the big rub for them tonight. Like, I can't vote David because, like, I told him, I gave him my word. I feel like they still have some of that in them, and they want to be loyal to Cheyenne, Kyle, and Joe also has some loyalty to Camilla from when they tribe swap. So, like, I still think they want to play the game that way. So maybe this wasn't the best move numbers wise, but maybe for the way they want to go and have their survivor experience, this is fine for them.
And Carolyn, you were in an alliance that pretty much dominated your whole season, right? Like, you, Carson, Jam, you guys kept rolling through the game. So one thing that I'm thinking when I'm watching this, and maybe you can talk to this a little bit, is I feel like they made this move too early. I feel like this is one episode too early, because now Mary's out on an island doing nothing. Mitch and Star still have time to come together and try to figure something out. So voting out David here, you give kind of the people who feel like they're on the outs, the people who are kind of like the scraps at this point, you give them time to unite and work together to take out whatever the majority alliance is. Whereas if you do go Mitch tonight and then you go David next week, now you're down to final seven. If Joe, Eva, Kyle, Camilla want to run the rest of the game, they can. And if Kyle, Camilla, and Cheyenne want to run the rest of the game, they pretty much can. So Do you think that this was too early? Like, put the personal of David aside, just what you're watching. Do you think it was too early?
I can't.
Get him out of there. Just get him out of there. ASAP.
No, all right.
I don't care. Like, well, what would have been the good move, or what would have been? I think he was cooked. He was done. They were sick of him. I do. Mm-hmm. Like, we saw the reactions. I think they were just like, who voted? And I can't. Star voted for Mitch?
Yeah.
Based on that one conversation that we saw, like, she stuck to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I do. Like, was it too early, or was it like, I'm sorry. I feel like people like this, even, no, I'm just going to say no. Good. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I think the alternative is tricky here because we saw this group get together. They get back from trial. We see the sunrise scene, and it's the six of them. And they're so tight. They're so united. They're watching the sunrise. They all love each other, and there's no tension or fractures here. And they start talking about who are we going to get next? And it's like, it was literally last night that you guys were like, it has to be Camilla, and then switched to Chrissy. I guess you all agree, and it was between Chrissy and Camilla. So now it's like casually, so who's going next? And it's obvious that Camilla's name will come up. And the core plan from that main group, that never changed. That never got moved to Mitch. And so this group here, like if we're talking about Joe and Eva and even like Cheyenne, Kyle, like I know they wanted David, but like it was never going to be, let's just get Mitch out, because that was like a subversion from Mary and David playing against an idol. If like, they're like, we can't target Camilla because there might be an idol. So like, we're going to try to pull in Star. And like, guess what? If they throw votes onto Camilla, then great. Then she'll go home anyway. That's where the numbers were. So like, it was kind of murky in that area that like there wasn't a clear target, and like they were gonna have to confront this at some point, I guess is what I'm saying. Even Joe, like this tension was not, you were not gonna be able to shove this under the rug for another round. I'd be like, someone had to strike at this point.
Or Carolyn, then it gets into Shane Powers' time with the Kasaya Six, where everybody just can't stand each other, but they just keep letting it go and go and go.
Which, when you're out there, sorry, it is like, I can't take it anymore. And like, even if it like blow, or some people more, maybe some people are more disciplined, but like, I know I'm not. And it's like, I don't care if this is even the best for me. Get the hell out of here. You're pissing me off. That's how I operate. So I don't have like self-control or patience. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It happens. And I think that's what we saw. Maybe, I don't know. I feel like this is a very patient group of players, but I feel like they were all itching to get a scalp and they finally got one. And now I wonder, can they all just reunite and be fine with it? Or is this now mean that the game is going to start to unfold and this strong five alliance that people have complained about for the last 3 weeks was actually going to be one of those short lived, never was going to last very long. And we could see Joe or Eva get booted next week. Maybe Joe, because Eva's got so much ammunition now.
I feel like it was the social part, though, too. I really do. I feel like that's all it was with him. They were sick of him. They were how he was talking to them, how he was. And so obviously with him going for Camilla and blah, 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 Kyle has way more ammunition or way more reason to like want to get him and push for him. So it's like, but I do. I feel like he did himself in by just being him.
Yeah. 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 I get that. And it seems like Mary, what I found the most interesting about how David was playing this and how he was rubbing people the wrong way is Mary seemed right in his pocket. Mary and him were running around doing everything together. No problem. No questions asked. They were just like, she was like, no, this is what we should be doing. David, you're right about everything. I was kind of surprised at how much Mary was kind of giving to him on this, because while David's then running around and you're saying, well, his social game stinks, Mary's just like following him around. And I think that's pretty fascinating. Because Mary, I don't feel like we've seen any bad social game from her. She's just kind of been, like you were saying earlier with Chrissy, just not fit in. Like her tribe just didn't work for her. But I was surprised at how much she was in agreement with everything David was saying.
Well, I just feel like good. Pre-merge was hard for her. So it's like, she's probably just like, at least I have someone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who's with me and working with me. And like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like her pre-merge was hard.
Yeah. I really liked Kyle's confessional tonight. Like there was something going on, but they're very close. They're friends.
Yeah.
was there anything going on? I don't know. Kyle was getting, and it's funny because like, and obviously this was like the hypocrisy of last week when you're watching David kind of freak out over Kyle being like, hey, like Camilla might work with us. Like, you know, maybe we want to keep her in. She might be a number. And David being like, no, like this is our numbers. Like I pulled in Mary, and like to not realize that you just pulling in an ally that, and you're a pair and no one else is like had any say in this, or at least that we weren't shown this, like that's going to rub people the wrong way. That's going to paint a target on your back. So it makes sense that like, that's probably another reason too, because we keep saying he played poorly socially, but it's like if he has Mary in his pocket and that's a number that's always voting his way, like, yeah, you kind of got to nip that in the butt.
Yeah, scary for everybody else. I want to throw up some super chats here because we've got them and people are excited. Carolyn's here. So we had St. Cliffo with Carolyn and a bunch of nail polish things. Shaheen had a great episode. He did. We'll talk about Shaheen a little bit more here. We also have Nicola here. Tell Carolyn that Nicola says hi. My fave from season 44. That's always good. We got Trav Herod, my final survivor before I turn 40 this Friday and comply to be a survivor dad. There you go. Ooh. And Alan, I don't care if I'm in the minority. This is an all-time favorite episode for me. Such a satisfying boot episode. I love when we lose major characters. This did feel like we lost kind of the narrator of the pre-merge. And now we've moved into the second phase. Like act two now begins that David is gone, because David was, even when his tribe was winning, it was so much about the strong and I want to prove this to everybody and I want to do all this. And now he's gone. And it feels like, okay, now everybody else has to kind of pick up the pieces and the story is probably going to change. So I do think like losing David here, there is the argument to be made that through the first, what are we at? Episode 9, other than say, David was the biggest character on this season. So that was the only thing that was keeping me thinking maybe he'll stay, even though no part of me from the edit felt like Mitch could go tonight, because one, Mitch is throwing a freaking party in Austin right now. So why would he be going home? But then two, all he talked about tonight was helping Star learn how to swim. If that's the boot episode for Mitch, I want my money back, because the guy had to have been doing more than saying, Star, do the breaststroke. That's your best way to start.
I love that. Good. That's like, I love those moments. I'll always love the camp moments. I will always love like, just, I love that. I love like the help and just, you know, just hearing about her. I don't know. I love Star. And I thought Mitch was just really fun. I like that. I like that more than some of the,
See, I think throwing a watch party and you're the host and it is your boot episode and no one knows, I think that's actually really funny. Like that'd be a really good mood. Like, I think that's fun. So that wouldn't have ruled it out for me, Phil.
Isn't that what Maddie did in your season?
I'm sure someone's done it before. I think it's a fun idea because you're like the focal point of the ending. So like the episode, you know, at some point you're going to get some screen time.
That is true. That is
so
true.
I don't think that would have been weird if he threw a party, and he's so happy anyway. He is. He's really happy. Did you get to meet all of the, can we talk about that? Like, girl.
Yeah, we can talk about Ron Clark as much as you want.
Did you get to meet everybody?
Yeah. So I had gone to the Survivor premiere in New York. So I had met a bunch of them there, and then anybody I didn't meet there, I pretty much met at this last one. I think I've probably met 15 of the cast members at this point.
15. Yeah. Who's your favorite?
Phil, look at you.
Who's my favorite? Wow. Put me on the spot there.
Yeah. Well, and I want to, is there anyone that you met that like you felt like didn't live up to their personality on TV?
No.
Hard-hitting questions here.
No. This is a good question. I think the biggest takeaway I truly had in this, I'm being totally sincere in this, Camilla was so tiny that it actually is jarring that she ever could have been considered to be in the strong alliance here. Because when Camilla walked in, I was like, this is what it feels like to be 6'3". Like, this is awesome. I love this. And so I was kind of surprised because her and Kyle being on TV, and then Kyle's huge. Kyle doesn't come across that way. So in terms of like personality wise, though, I think like all of them kind of know I do this. So like, they're probably not going to come at me and be like, hey, go fuck yourself, you know, but like, I don't know. I feel like they've all been very nice to me. I have no complaints. I sat next to David during the entire premiere. He was nice. He was just kind of in awe of seeing himself on TV, which was fun. And like, he was helping out his fans there, or his co-cast members. He was like, you know, cheering them on. But I will say, Mitch is definitely the happiest. Like, you're 100% right. Mitch is having the time of his life right now. Nobody's prouder to be on the show than him.
He has a jersey with his name on the back. So like,
Mitch Curry will.
There's no way that you could like not like that.
Respect,
man.
Respect.
It's true. I could never say a bad word about him. I couldn't. Like, he's just nice.
You see this, Carolyn? This is from Matthew C. Carolyn, did Phil live up to the hype in person?
I've met you before, I feel like.
Yeah, at the 44 finale, you came like right in front of us and you were like, hey, I recognize you. And then you just like took off. And I was like, okay.
Good. I get over. You're so chill that like I wouldn't be like, hey, you don't like, do you know what I'm saying? Like you're the same person like right now than you know what I'm saying? Like, you're, does that make sense? versus like there's people.
Yeah, I'll take the compliment.
Yeah, that's a big compliment.
You meet and then you're like, okay, like you're like, no, you are level headed. You are just like, what's up? Like, you know, so like I would say you're the same type of chill.
That was Phil's move. He goes, what's up?
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, I recognize you. And then you're like, that's Johnny Fairplay. I'm like, no, you. And I couldn't put my brain because I get really overwhelmed at these things, not because like I can't handle people. It's that I don't like just standing, taking pictures. And then, I mean, they had at one point, like the guy like next up for the, and it's like, it feels like I don't look at myself as like, oh, come take a picture with me. So it's hard that I can't like just actually have conversations with people. It's literally like just next up for a picture. I don't, it just feels so like not like fake to me. And I don't like it. Like I like to actually talk to people, but then I just get overwhelmed and need breaks and whatever. And I, those things are a lot for me. They are.
I mean, you're walking around coming fresh off the Traders and people are going nuts over you. I mean, I know my wife shared with some of her coworkers, like, oh, my husband's got Carolyn on tonight. And they're like, well, way to have the career moment now. So, I mean, you're coming off the Traders. You're having this huge following. Everybody wants to take a picture with you. I was making the joke after you and I were upstairs and we were talking with Johnny Fairplay briefly with his belt. And then we went downstairs. You were doing you were pretty much a Disney princess where the line was down the middle of the Ron Clark Academy and it was okay, next person can come up. And your friend was essentially the handler taking the photos and then being like, next. It was pretty incredible to watch, honestly. So,
and then they had the guy at the booth who was like, next up, don't take too long for the pictures, next up. And that makes me uncomfortable because again, I do still have imposter syndrome and I still do like, it's just hard to believe like all these people are here to take a pic, like, and I feel almost guilty, like I said, that I can't actually have like full-on conversations with people because it's just like next up. Mm-hmm. It feels just, you know, does that make sense? It feels so like,
yeah, it's like transactional and someone's rushing you, and if like they're rushing you, you actually can't stop and chat and like get to even talk to the person taking a photo with you. Yeah,
but at the same time, I need to take my breaks, and then I'll go out and I'll go to the bathroom, and then there'll be people outside the bathroom, and it's like sometimes I just need a minute. So yeah, my friend has to come to like everything with me because I need like I need to be able to have that like break. And like,
you bring some muscle with you that's like, not right now, no photos.
Oh,
no photos.
I'll have a woman always, and that is my Cindy. And so she helps me. Otherwise, I like, and she's so good. Not everyone can like handle these like types of things, or they get overwhelmed too. She is like so calm and chilled. So she helps with like, I make sure she's there with me.
We need all the photos that we did take where like you were trying to be like, okay, everybody get away from me. And then I'm just like giving the thumbs up. I know she has like 100 of those on her phone right now. So,
well, good. I had my camera up the whole time because I'm trying to document what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I get a lot of good stuff like on camera. I like to just like, I want to know, like, it's a good, and it that I don't have to like constantly be like picture, like when I, cause what ended up, I realized what ends up happening for me is I'll go to these things and then I don't ever I end up at the end of the night with no pictures, nothing, because I'm always in everyone else's. So that's my solution, is like, let me put my tripod and I'm not embarrassed. Yeah, there's my tripod. Please.
Hey, you put out that wrap up. The wrap up was fantastic. And that's where everybody got to hear how nice Mitch is. So I feel like at this point, after meeting Mitch and meeting him a couple times and like seeing how excited he is about the whole season, I do think that the kind of like floating that Mitch is doing on this season is surprising to me, because Mitch feels like he does have that magnetic personality that would make players, especially on a season where David's pissing off some people, Shaheen and Kyle and Camilla are kind of playing more aggressive games. You would think that Mitch would be more involved in what's going on. Even if he was the fifth in a 5-person alliance, people just like, I want to hang out with Mitch, so let's keep Mitch around. It's surprising me that he's not fitting in more or not a bigger part of everything.
Or is that because we've heard this a few times, like, oh, he could win, or he's haven't people said that? I feel like they said it tonight. They've talked about it. So it's
they've heard it a few times. Yeah. That like, he's like, we can't let Mitch get to the, and he's like, they said tonight, he's the most likable guy on like their whole.
So why isn't he in your core 5, 6, 7? Well, you know what, or whatever it is.
And at what point do they actually try to cut him? Because, I mean, I'm at the point right now where I do feel strongly that, like, Kyle, Camilla, Shaheen took over. I've said that a bunch of times. But if Mitch finds a way, like Star right now, I loved meeting Star in person. She's hilarious. She's exactly what you see on TV. But when I watch Star on the show, we're just not getting enough of her for me to really feel like she could win. Whereas Mitch, I feel like we are getting enough of, even though it's kind of background noise, but like it's like explosions are going off around Mitch and he just keeps walking through them and he's fine. And I don't know why. And everybody keeps saying we should probably get Mitch, like you were just saying, Carolyn, and they're not doing it. And I almost wonder, like, is everybody so distracted by the other bigger air quotes targets that now Mitch is just kind of, he's going to just be that guy on one of those seasons where he just keeps surviving enough weeks that all of a sudden he's the one sitting at final four. He wins fire or he wins immunity. And now he's sitting at final three and they go, oh man, we really should have gotten rid of this guy earlier because he doesn't have any ammo in terms of advantages or anything, but he's got ammo in terms of who he is as a person.
I hope so. I hope so. But it is. It's like, even with like, I was thinking about this too, like with Eva and Joe, why is there all this talk about like, I need to turn my damn. Okay. Why is there all this talk about like pairs and there's duos and blah, blah, blah. It's like, why? Because that pair is within like the core, then it's okay. Why is no one saying like there? It's fine. Like, I don't get it. The Eva Joe thing.
To me, I feel like they have to all be saying we're going to get rid of them eventually. Like, Will, after tonight's episode, there's no way Joe and Eva run this, right? Like, there's no way.
No, and didn't we hear that from Chrissy at some point last tribal council before she went home? Because she was dropping Joe's name. Like, Joe is the big strong guy and he has his number one Eva, and like, that's not cool.
Yeah,
guys,
sorry, she was right.
And that's when David just kind of shut her down and was like, no, we have a core six and we're the strong ones and we're doing this and we're going to play loyalty. We're going to be honest with each other. And, you know, now he's gone. But there are some people that are, I mean, that has to be on everyone's radar. I mean, even Shaheen, I imagine, who's been on their tribe since day one, very close with that pair. He knows that they're together. He knows he's the third if they ever were in a, you know, three person alliance. So like, yeah, and honestly, this is kind of, it could be good and bad for Cheyenne right now because it seems like he's in the middle of two pairs, and I don't think he's aware of how close Kyle and Camilla are. But that's very close pair that's kind of under the radar. Then you have the outward pair of Joe and Eva, and Cheyenne's right in the middle. So maybe that's good because he can be the third and take the other two out. But then once you get down to it, you know you don't have either of their support. So
why is nobody saying anything about Joe and Eva? That's all I'm saying. It's like it's okay for like the outward, like the pairs on the, or excuse me, people want to go for like the pairs on the outside, and I get it, they're not insulated with like they're not in the core, but it's like we literally have somebody with like all these advantages that people know about. The what is going on? That's where I don't understand. And yes, I would have assumed too. So when Eva was like, okay, everyone knows about my idol, I thought for sure, okay, she's not going to say a word. And then all of a sudden, hello?
Yeah.
But that's the loyalty alliance, right?
And I mean, Eva passed that test with flying colors. I mean, Shaheen was worried about it. Joe said, I'm not even worried about it because I know she'll tell me. Next morning, Eva sits them down and says, look, this is what happened. Shows them the paper, explains it 100%.
Exactly. Truthful. So that is like she would have been screwed if she didn't. It's true. She would have been. So she at this point has to play like.
Yeah, and she did. She passed the test. But we also had Kyle then immediately go to Camilla. And I think Kyle is definitely like what you're saying, Carol. I mean, like, okay. Joe and Eva way too close, and now Eva, I think he might have even said it tonight, like she's got two advantages now. Yeah. Like two very powerful advantage too. It's not like one's an extra vote and one's like some like rinky-dink thing. It's like she can basically be immune at two tribals. So Kyle did seem to clock that and tell mm-hmm. Camilla, but it wasn't like, it's not like a public conversation, and we're not seeing it, like people aren't calling them out. And I actually thought that was potentially a misplay on Joe's part tonight. Once he won the immunity challenge, I thought Mitch was a great move. Take the person who hasn't been on reward. I thought to keep pretenses up, keep up this facade of your honesty alliance, and the guy who just got second place and was really bummed, I thought picking David over Eva for the reward spot would have been a very sly move by Joe. But I don't think he can help it, man. I think they have such a strong bond, and they you know, they had such a powerful moment at that challenge. And he's like, what am I, like, Eva, like, get on over here. Like, I'm not going to pick David over Eva. Like, I'm just not going to do it, even though I think Joe could probably tell you, probably tell us, yeah, I know the right move. I know the strategic thing to do would be to make David comfortable. But guess what? He took Eva, and they voted out David anyway. So, yeah, maybe it worked out.
Or even when Jeff is like, is this a game, or whatever he says, is a game move, or is this strategy, or is it? I'm just like, oh my God, at least, like, and if, again, people aren't going to like always answer honestly, but well, actually he will, but it was like, I don't know. I just felt like.
Was he being honest though? Cause because Joe's another guy.
He was being honest. Like, that was a human thing.
For Mitch, it was a human thing. But I do think that Joe, cause we've seen little bits of Joe being like, I need to step up my game. I need to like turn up the heat a little bit. I think here's Joe's definitely thing. Playing. He's definitely playing a little bit.
I agree with that, Will, because here's what I think. You keep Mitch away from David, and that's a smart move. I do think it was human, but I do think that that's smart because if, let's say, he sends back Star, Mary, David, and Mitch, those are four people who could work together if they wanted to, because Mitch and Star are kind of on the outs. I mean, we see Star do it anyway, but Mitch gets to go on that reward and hear, we're good, let's do this. Joe already knows Kyle and Camilla are not in on David in any way, shape, or form. So it's feeling very much like this guy's done. Mitch is really the only wild card who could flip that. And so, you know, it doesn't allow David to get in Mitch's ear, but Carolyn's shaking her head. So I think she's got something to say.
It was purely like a human moment, and that's it. I don't think he was thinking like that. I think he is literally thinking like, it's me and Eva at the end, and we're both gonna win. Actually, we're not gonna have one winner this year, we're gonna have two, and it's gonna be Joe and Eva. That's what I think Joe is thinking.
Yeah. I mean,
that would be a survivor first. I mean, that'd be a big twist. So they get rid of Soul Survivor.
Even said, we are winning everything. Like, they may as well just be a one person at this point, girl. So they're gonna
Rob and Amber this thing in a slightly, you know, in a different way. But like, the sentiment that they're both winning. Yeah.
But Carolyn, again, I go back to, you're in probably the strongest alliance of the new era. You were in with Jam Jam. You were in with Carson. What was it that wasn't getting that on people's radar? Because is it the same thing you think that's going on with Eva and Joe? Or did you feel that you all were less obvious? Because from watching, we thought it was so obvious.
This is the specialist. Are you crazy? Like, yes, of course it was less obvious. Also,
are you crazy, Phil?
These people are literally going around like, you've been like, strong people. Like, they were so out, like, girl. And yes, I cried for Jam Jam, but other than that, like, we would fight and we were crazy. And like, you know, this is, I'm not trying to like, girl, they are so open, and people didn't know, or not to mention half the people thought that I like was such an idiot and not even playing the damn game. So no, like, this is different. These are literally strong people who outwardly look strong and are not only the way they look, but are saying it to everybody. We're sticking together. So yeah. Sorry, Phil.
No, I get it. That's fair. I just look.
Wait, Joe, Carolyn, so you and you Jam Jam and Carson weren't parading around saying we're sticking together to the end. Yeah, you guys weren't doing that at all.
No.
Yeah. See, Phil, that's maybe you should be a specialist, Carolyn.
Will loves having a teammate to go at Phil with.
That's right.
Carolyn, you're helping Will out big time right now.
Exactly.
He loves having this.
Good. But you guys have different opinions than me, which can be fun, but it can be a little like, I get it though. I think I talk to a lot of the same people who have the same views, and I'm getting a dose of something different in here tonight.
We need that though, because I'll tell you what, like, I feel like I go at the Survivor Twitter community more than I go at like the community overall, because I feel like Survivor Twitter is just, everybody's so angry all the time, and I feel like we go at that a lot, and it's just me and Will bouncing ideas and saying whatever. So to have you, Carolyn, here, who's kind of being like, no, David, don't like David, don't want David doing that, it's good to have a mix up on here. And that's fine. I do want to talk about, though, can we talk about Eva's decision here? Because I am curious, Will, what you thought. I am curious, Carolyn, what you think as somebody who's played. She walks in there with an extra vote guaranteed. She knows she has numbers. is it worth the risk, or should she just keep the extra boat, or was safety without power better?
Safety without power. And again, it's like how I see this too. And not only as a viewer, as a player, like have fun and take risks. And you know what I'm saying? It's like you're out there, you may as well. What's the point of, and I know she was like doing the math and like, oh, blah, 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 blah. It just makes it so much more fun. You know what I'm saying? She already had the idol. I like how she explained it. I think she did a good job. I would have
explained it really well too. The idol though?
What?
The next idol? She shouldn't have gone for the next idol.
No, I think she should. Yeah, I think she made the right. Or she, wait, what?
I'm saying, so you think she should have stopped at safety without power? Or are you saying that you think she should have went for the idol and played and tried to grab one out
what
of
did
three?
She end up, don't kill, don't good, don't judge me for this. But I listened to what she said. I thought she ended at safety without power.
She did. So that's what I'm asking. Do you think that she should have gone for the idol?
Oh, no, I think that was good enough. At least, as long as it's not the extra, like just stopping at the extra vote, like she did enough, like that's enough risk for me to, yeah.
Will, what do you think?
Yes, I'm in agreement. I don't think the extra vote is all. We've never very few times have we seen an extra vote actually change the outcome of a tribal council. Like it's pretty much you need to be like in a deadlock tie for it to have like a good enough use. So, and I, Carolyn, what you were saying, like play the game, have fun. This note has been burning a hole in her pocket since she's found it. She's going to sneak out at night. Like there's torches. I think it's like so exciting to like do all that, to sneak out of camp, even to risk getting caught sneaking out of camp. And you get there and now you have like two cameras out in your face and you're the only cast member here and you get this game and you're just going to be like, no, the extra vote's good enough. Like I don't think there are that many players that would actually, even if for whatever reason, that the extra vote is the right thing to do here and to take it. You already have an idol. Like, let's say her idol was hidden, so it had a little bit more power. Because right now, her idol's not that powerful. Like, everyone knows about it. Mm-hmm. I still think you're just going to, like, you want to pull the trigger. You want to play the game. Are we teaming up on you again, Phil? I'm getting vibes.
That we're argument that's going to make Carolyn jump through the screen here. Here's my counter-argument. I think that in 95% of situations, safety without power is the right move. I just think that in this situation, Eva might have actually been better off with the extra vote. And here's why. She already has the majority, right? Like she has a 6 out of 9. She feels good about that. This extra vote, I think they said was good through final 7 or something like that. Or no, was it the extra vote was final 7? I know that safety without power is only good for final 7.
Extra vote was final 6. Safety without power was final 7. Idol was final 5.
But yeah. Okay. So if this goes to final 6, here's what my feeling is on this. She knows she has Joe and she has herself. She sees that Kyle and Camilla are getting close and she's starting to worry about that. She doesn't know where David sits. But let's say that this alliance of 6 does continue through the game and it really is the final 6 as she is thinking when she's standing there. Having that extra vote ensures that now she's on the right side of the numbers at final 6. Then she's going to be on the right side of the numbers at 5. Now she's in final 4 and she's got a chance to make fire. With safety without power, what actually hurts her in this situation is if she ever actually feels the need to play safety without power, that means she's leaving. And that means she's leaving somebody from her alliance at tribal council without another vote. Like that person now doesn't have numbers to use. So she leaves, whereas I think there could have been 2 votes here. So I just think in this situation, it might have made more sense for Eva to do this. I see what the chat is saying. That's fine. But I just think that she already has the numbers. So give yourself essentially an extra person, even though that person doesn't exist. Give yourself that person rather than just leave it.
No. They got enough damn people. Are you kidding me? Girl, like what the hell does she need one more for?
Yes. Like also, you don't have to use safety without power too. Like I think if Eva's in a position in this game, which she is surrounded by around like a lot of allies, and if she's going to that final 7 vote and feels confident, she doesn't have to leave. It's only as like if things have turned, like if things have gone south, and like maybe Joe's gone at this point, and you're like, oh my gosh, like there's been a blindside. Like we've seen this alliance crack, and we just said like we think Shaheen, Kyle, and Camilla have like the power within this majority now, that like, you know what? I'm out of here. I'm dipping out. And guess what? She probably still has her idol. then she can play her out final six. Now she's guaranteed final five. Like, yeah, that's really, really tough to pass up.
Does this put a bigger target on her back, though? Obviously, Caroline, you've already said for some reason these two are just letting Joe and Eva walk to the end. But
you would say it's too soon anyway, and that's correct. So you're right. Like, but it's coming. These people aren't. God, I wish Thomas was here to be like, meh.
Was that your go-to guy from this cast?
Yeah, I really like good. It's like we need a little monster to be in there and to be like, I think he would have stirred some shit up and it would have been fun.
Yeah, it's a bummer we lost him when we did. I feel like Thomas would have been an absolute shit show in the second half of this game in a good way.
Yes.
In a good way.
So much fun. He wouldn't have been like, so I don't know. I of course they're eventually going to like, I cannot see, I can't see Eva or Joe turning on each other. Like, yeah, ever. That's going to be like, I can't.
Oh, even. There's no way. Way. Yeah. No way. And I do think what's interesting about this pair that we haven't seen in a while is that I think each one thinks they can beat the other and that it wouldn't be a runaway blowout. Like, I think Jesse and Cody was such a great pairing, but Jesse ultimately had to kill Cody, had to cut him because Cody was going to win over him. And I don't think that Joe feels that way. I don't think Joe's playing this game being like, if I sit next to Eva, I'm losing. I think Joe's like, I think I can beat Eva and also not go back on my word against her. And I think Eva thinks she can beat Joe. So like, I think they're in it together. Oh, you don't agree? Let's hear it.
I don't think Joe gives a shit. I think Joe is like, would lay down and be like, here, I'm giving it up to you, girl. That's what I think. I don't think Joe, I think the moment they had that like human moment, like Joe's just like, I want to be there for her. He's not really, he's invested in this for them and for her and to like,
I totally agree with that.
I think there's also could be part of it where it's like, it's a win-win where like, if he goes to final tribal councils and wins, great for him and his family. If he loses to Eva, like that's just as sweet. And it's just as good. And that he like, I mean, I could be wrong. I don't see a world in which Joe goes to final tribal council and says, vote for Eva instead of me. That's why I want to win. But are you saying that? Oh, that's what you're saying. I'm not there yet. It wouldn't shock me, but I think there's been enough of Joe. And I think we started off very early with Joe as like a, just how good of a person, how honest he is. But it's like slowly creeping up in his confessionals that he's ramping up his gameplay. So I don't know. I think it would be really hard for him, like someone who has a family and like someone who's gotten to final three and then to not plead a case for yourself to win for $1 million. And I know he loves Eva, and it's not that the relationship isn't real, but like to lay down for $1 million, I think that's really hard for anyone to do. But that doesn't mean
what's his name?
I think that's a win-win. There for Joe.
What's his name? Give up his and was like, don't vote for me, girl.
Which season are we talking now? I'm
getting maybe like Ben vibes at Winners at War.
Yeah.
But he wasn't in the finals yet.
Yeah, he did that.
I don't think he thought he had the jury votes to win.
Mm-hmm. Well, but still, it's kind of like that.
It's similar. No, that's a good point.
Carolyn, do you think that if Joe were to flip on Eva, you're sitting here, and I know we're both saying it's not going to happen, but like, let's say that it did happen. Let's say
it's not.
But here's how I'm even going to say it as a flip, right? I'm going to not even say Joe writes Eva's name down. I'm going to say they all blindside Eva, and Joe finds out about it ahead of time or something, and just maybe doesn't tell Eva or something. If that were to happen, would you respect Joe more from a game standpoint, or would you be like, I can't believe this guy just did that after everything he said. I don't respect him for this. Like, how would you feel on that?
I would feel like he's playing the game. And again, I am I emotional in moments where, how could you? But I always then check my, it's true. It takes me a while to come back and be like, it's a game. But yes, I would be like, that's the smart thing to do. I remember when I wanted Carson out and I said, this is how I justified it in my head is, and then he won immunity. But I was like, I justified it in my head by being like, if I didn't try to get this little gremlin out, he's not going to respect me. He's going to understand that, because I would tell him all the time. I'm like, you are like the best one out here. I'm like, you're going to win. I would say that to him. And so did I like want to did I like love him as a person and blah, blah, blah out there? And we had this bond. Yes. But I was like, he's not going to. So that's how I justified it with them. Yes. I think that I just don't think she ever would, but I wouldn't be like, oh, he's a monster. No.
And yeah. So that's what I hope people realize when they are playing this game. If Joe does for some reason, which I don't think he will, but if he does, I hope people aren't like, man, that Joe guy's an asshole. Cause it's like, you got to play the game, but I don't think he ever will.
Do people still do that now? Are you? Yes. I don't read a lot of shit. I don't feel like it.
That's
don't.
Good. No, you're better off. I have to. I put out tweets on.
That's Alexa, why we have this podcast, just so we can call everybody that after.
Yeah,
that's,
Alexa that's used to do our tweeting. For. I never did, and now I do it during the episodes and stuff. And it's just, it's like everybody's always so angry. And like tonight, David goes home, which was who Survivor Twitter was like hated the most. And I don't even know if they're that happy right now. It's almost like they'd rather like now keep tearing David down. And it's like, well, how about just be happy he's gone, you know?
Oh my gosh. So I kind of have been coming at him at a bad time where people are good. I was building him up. I was like team Nips. I was like, I love this guy. I would like, I'm not kidding you. I was very like team him, and I loved his vulnerability, and I loved until good. And then now I just am like, some stuff, you know what I'm saying? So good. And I don't think nobody wants to hear like I don't know about you guys, but I do like rooting for the freaks and the weirdos and the ones who are different. And so like, there's just nothing sometimes more nauseating than hearing like, oh, strong people, like, ew. I'm sorry. Like, that's not something. And no one like, oh, you have it rough, you strong, muscular man. Like, ew. I'm just being honest.
I think that based on the edit where they were giving all this backstory on him of living in the trailer and everything with his girlfriend and all that, they were trying to make him seem like the underdog as the muscular guy, which I thought was interesting. And why for a while there, I was like, this guy might win this season, because it was so played up that they weren't playing it, Carolyn, the way you just said, kind of where it's like, oh, he's so strong, but how could he be the underdog? Like if Jonathan Young said that in 42, we all would have been like, dude, get out of here. Like Danny says that in your season, we go, what the hell? But he was able to say
that. I feel like somebody did that. I'm getting like, I just got like a like flash of a memory. Who did that? And I was like, are you kidding me? Who are we talking about now? Sorry, there must have, was there a strong man on a season before who like did do that? And we were like, what do you know?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe Underwood? Was he the only one? Was it Chris? I don't know.
Was he, that's what he would say? He was the underdog.
He was, yeah. Like, he actually was. He was the one who, like, came in without it. I don't know. I mean, I feel like in the new era, there haven't been enough big, muscular-type people like Jonathan and David to be able to even say, like, it was one of those. Because I feel like on 47, like, who was that? Sam's not that guy. Like, Sam's a big guy, but Sam's not, like, you know, I'm not scared to do a challenge against Sam.
I think it's like good. Like the, when you're like this all the time and when you're talking about, like, I think that the majority of people aren't wanting to root for that. And nor are we going to feel bad for a bunch of men who are muscular and strong people sticking together. It's not a rootable. It's not like, do you get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not an underdog story when like, the people that are the strongest all get together and then have the majority in numbers. It's like, well, you're not like, yeah, that's not your rootable Hollywood story. However, I will say about David that I did really enjoy was that he was not a super fan and that he didn't really have this expansive knowledge of the game and that he lacked tact in the way that he operated. And that actually provided a lot of good TV. And because he was paranoid, because he went about conversations the wrong way, and maybe he didn't know about the strategy and the numbers, and he was just kind of on a whim playing Survivor. I think that's what like old Survivor used to be, and we need more people like that in the new era. And I'm not saying they all need to be strong and muscular and like team up together, but at least people that like don't know the ins and outs of how Survivor is played. I thought he was really refreshing in that way.
Here's what I'll tell you, and I've like just my opinion of this. Yes. So back in the day, old school Survivor, they would cast like these random people who didn't know anything about the game and blah, like we've seen. And then obviously the game evolves and yada, yada, yada. But early on, it was like you would have the people who didn't they find Tyson like on the street corner somewhere?
Oh, yeah. Philip Shepherd was rollerblading on Santa Monica.
Yes. And so, but then it became what in 2000, whatever, where Jeff, we only cast super fans. And even people on Reddit, because I like used to creep around on there. And it was one of those things where, well, they should cast people who know the show. These people don't even know the show. So the fans were always screaming, like, these people don't know what they're doing out there and yada, yada, yada. So I'm not kidding. You don't you guys remember this? And then
Oh yeah, no, it was people. It's like I feel like it's totally gone back the other way. Like I think there is some balance that needs to be reached because we were in a phase of like all, you know, the LA, California model actors that were all recruited who hadn't really seen the show. And then I think now the new era has heavily skewed towards like super fans who almost know the show too well and play it homogeneously. So it's like
Why that is, and why that is when you have Jeff, who is constantly like, you got to know the show, super fans, blah, blah, blah. We see people because we're all dorks and we watch people's pre, like if you're trying to get on the show, you watch the preseason interviews and it's the ones that are like the super fans. It's true. Earlier on, I'm talking like, even with like a few years ago, I feel like the super fan was like, wow, this person, we did. We looked up to the people or we really like wanted to root for the ones who knew more about the game versus the idiots who didn't. It's true, but now it's like the opposite. Because
Yeah,
really,
I
I don't want your personality to only be about the damn show. Like,
agree.
who are you outside of this? Which I get, like, where it's like just, but we did. I feel like you would get made fun of if you hadn't seen like every season, or you like you don't even know the game. It's true.
Yeah. And John Fontiel here says, I personally like David and feel kind of sad that he's not here anymore. I feel like he was must watch TV and now we kind of don't have that anymore. And I think that's how a lot of people felt with David, whether they're on the side of I hate David or they're on the side of I love David. You felt something about David. And I think, Will, when you were talking about there was that era where it was just a lot of models and actors from California and they were just taking up the screen time, that was kind of the Nicaragua, Redemption Island, South Pacific, One World era. And those seasons are bad because a lot of those models slash actors, they'd come on the show and they weren't really playing the game. They were just kind of there. Whereas David came out there with a plan. And if they are going to say, we don't need to get super fans for every single person that's on here, like Carolyn's saying, I don't want that to be the only thing about you. Find these people who don't know the game, but have a very strong belief in the way that they think the game should be played, because
Know it a
that
little
leads to
bit,
entertainment.
but I do believe that because Jeff had said the stuff about like we only cast like super fans and all that, I think it made people truly, this is what I believe, I think it made people like go into overdrive of like, let me show you my fandom,
Yeah.
because they thought that that's how they would get on the show because they wanted to show how much of a fan they were truly.
And here I am with a podcast for 10 years and I haven't been on, you know,
How many
maybe I
times
haven't
have you
leaned that
applied?
enough. A bunch. I've bought a bunch, yeah.
What are you doing? What's your video like? Just
I
be
guess
honest.
I guess I just suck, Carolyn. They
No.
don't like the they don't like chill in real life guy, you know, that's the problem.
What do you like? Because I didn't get on the first time, and like, I mean, I was told a lot of things, but like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't give up, but
How many
I
times did you apply out of curiosity?
three. So my first time was 39, or during 39-40. And obviously that was Winners at War and they were done casting for 39. So she's like, apply again next cycle. So I don't even know why they called, but they did and just said, apply again. So then I applied again for 40, 41 and I got the call and then they're like, no. And then I sent another video and then they pitched me, but then they said somebody else was too similar to me that was like further along in casting. I'm like, who the hell was that from 41 or 42? You tell me, who was
Who
that?
was that? Should we try to figure that out? I gotta
No
look.
one. That's
I don't
who.
think anyone could be.
Exactly. And then COVID happened, obviously. And then I think I sent two videos for 40, four or two for 43 and 44. I sent two, and then I'm like, and I just remember being like, and don't you tell me. I go, if like before, I was like, if I get cut, please don't tell me that there's somebody like too similar to me because you were, but they don't, they're never going to tell you the real reason. There's no point in even, no, we all
Yeah.
know that.
Well, and I think that, you know, I like to hear that, Carolyn, because for the fans that we do have listening and who are watching here, a lot of them have applied and a lot of them, you know, like it gets discouraging, you get turned down over and over. I need everybody to understand, like, Carolyn took three or four videos to get on the show. So like, just understand that when you're applying, that so much of it comes down to what are they looking for? Who knows? Because now Carolyn has played on 44, has played the Traders, is unbelievably popular in this community. I mean, whether you could hear
ben
it or not.
Ben was just caught from 50, girl.
Yeah, well, no, you know. But whether
are you guys scared to talk about it too?
No, I mean, I'll talk about whatever you want. But
I don't give a shit.
Whether you heard it or not at the Ron Clark Academy, you got the loudest cheer coming down those stairs. Like, and I was standing
on- don't even tell me this shit, Phil. Like, but, seriously. And but, I will be bitter right now. Mm-hmm. Because who is that? I hope you're okay. Sorry, I'm like, girl. It's frustrating. And I'm not like trying to come off as this like entitled cocky bitch, but it's like, I've been through it. I struggle on these shows. Like, I'm not like great and like whatever. And it's just like, finally, it's such a balance of like, where people will be like, well, be more confident and believe in yourself. And so when I finally do, and I say that, yes, I feel like I should have been on 50. Let mm-hmm. me say that. And I believe that. And I feel that way.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. And I mean, I think that's totally fair. And we'll see what that cast actually ends up looking like when it comes out. But again, like I said it over here. It's like, everybody just remember, it took Carolyn this many videos. And then Carolyn, if you don't make 50, there's got to be a 52, right? There's got to be a 50. There's got to be something that's going to be happening.
Here's what, and that's like what you said about like the cheering and about the like my, because good. It's like, I know, like, yeah, it's all good. But
all right, we'll get back onto this episode. No, let's go back. But, you want to go back to this episode?
No, but for, like, yeah.
Amen. Yeah.
No, but I don't want to be one of those people, Phil. And if you have applied for Survivor, if you have been in the I think what isn't Spencer like doing a trauma camp about it? Like, girl, it does impact you. And so I just don't ever want to be one of those people who just puts my, and they are very open about saying, like, you know, nothing is final until you hit the beach. Nothing is final until you, so like, even when I got the call for the Traders, it's like, of course I thought of 50. Of course I thought, like, crap, what if is this gonna screw my chances for 50? So I had that in the thought of the back of my head, but it's like, I never could have like turned that down for a maybe, because they make that very clear that nothing is final until you, so they don't lead us on, because I know Spencer's like pissed about like leading us on, and they do very much tell you, like, we don't know. It's just still hard. It's still hard to, no one wants to be rejected, but I don't want to be one of those people who puts my life on hold and waits until the next. I don't want to ever like turn down an opportunity in hopes that Survivor calls me again. So I would have literally I would have been so upset with myself if I would have turned down Traders just for, I would have. And so I don't want to live like moving on, like, well, I don't want to do anything because I want Survivor to call me. I can't, like, that's not how, and I know that, I think that's what Jeff says, is he wants people who stay loyal to the show, minus Suri. And it's like, we can't live our lives like that, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, that's totally fair. And I think a lot of people, there is always that carrot being dangled, right? It's always that hope that maybe you'll play again. And that does impact some people. But I mean, like the Traders right now, I think anybody would be kind of crazy not to do the Traders, because when we do the Traders recaps, I mean, we didn't do season one, we did season two, we got some love there. But we just did this last season, like, people were interacting with us on that sometimes more than they were about Survivor. So it's like,
same with Ross.
Definitely. Some of the episodes were way more, way more intense conversation. It's almost like, I mean, the Traders is almost a bigger show at this point.
It's so like, I would have kid, and I don't watch, I truly don't watch a lot of TV. And so I never thought I would get called for the Traders. I never in a million years, I literally thought it was like a joke. And so it's, but I did, I'd be like, I did think like, oh my gosh, should I like, what should I do? What should I do? Because I felt like it would hurt. It could potentially hurt my chances. But at the end of the day, I'm like, oh my God, you have to do this. This show is freaking amazing. And I would have, come on. I would have like kicked. Oh my God. Come on.
Yeah. No, you have to do it. You have to do it. So okay. Now that you're talking about the Traders, I'm just gonna ask you a Traders question, because I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Who do you want of the Survivors to be the next Trader? Like if you're talking season four, like, because now you've met a bunch of people, you were just at this event, like, who are you looking at?
I don't want to say because I'm pissed at everyone.
Okay, there you go. So that's that.
I want Cochran.
I love
Cochran
that.
Out there. Good. Are we all big fans of Cochran? I am. But good. I am like mad at a lot of people, so I don't want to like give any names. But okay. I like Q was not smiling, and I really was expecting him to be like super like smiley. Was I judging? Like, when you think of Q, didn't you think he would always be happy and smiley?
Q was shooting baskets. That's a Q. That was my interaction with Q, shooting baskets.
He wasn't smiling enough.
Shooting baskets.
Girl, why was I the, and did you know that I never even made it to the, so I don't know. I don't have an answer. Cause then people will be like, you didn't say me. And I'm like, shut up. But what did you make it to the gym to be able to play those games?
I did. Yeah. I was on a team with no survivors and we beat David's team. So that's like a big win here.
See, I didn't even know. I didn't even know that like when that was, because I was doing my pictures and all of a sudden they're like, oh, it's done. And it really, like, I wanted to do those games.
Yeah, it was a card memory game. And then it was a puzzle. And then it was, if you made it, they would get like less each time. There were fewer stations. And then if you made it to the next one, it was like an up and down puzzle. It was crazy. And then they balanced things.
How did I miss that? How did I miss that?
That was right after the episode. Ron said, everybody, all the players go into that room. That was it.
I was doing pictures.
Yeah. This is JPB Productions. Y'all better cancel Christmas. There you go. So I want to somehow go back here and I want to ask this question because I feel like it's a big one coming out of episode 9 of 48 here. We know Joe and Eve aren't going to turn on each other. But if you're Shaheen, Camilla, Kyle, Mitch, Star, especially if you're Shaheen, because you now know, you hear that Eva has a safety without power and an idol. Are you willing to risk your relationship with Joe and just vote her out of the game? Does this make Eva be blindsided maybe next week?
Because Mitch ain't going to be like, you. Star's going to be like, I don't give a shit. And then, yes, you leave Joe out and you do it. That's it.
Mm-hmm. And then who does Joe have? It's not like you're going against Joe and he still has like his number one ally. Like if you complete the move successfully, you're like disarming him essentially. So like, where is he going to go?
And then
I think Eva going next week, there's like a very strong likelihood of that. Like, really? Or at least it's brought, I think it's at least brought up and then maybe someone gets wind of it and she plays her idol. Like I could see either her getting voted out or an idol play from Eva, which would be really fun if she has a successful idol play. But
she
like
so much shit. It's like, come on. She's not going anywhere.
And the way Kyle went to Camilla tonight, like, I think that was foreshadowing that they're I think people are waking up.
Can we talk about this? Because I write notes because I'm a strategist. So whenever people are talking about trauma, like, you guys aren't emotional, are you? No, I've watched this.
Maybe not on here, but question. I think we're both two emotional fellows over here.
Yeah,
I've cried once. Okay.
I cry more than the average guy. I feel like, you know.
Let me hear how many times let's say how many times a month.
I mean, it depends on the movie I'm watching. You know, it depends on the mood. I'll cry during movies and stuff.
What movie?
Coco, actually.
Coco is
instant. I mean, that movie.
Yeah.
Are you lying?
Seen Coco?
Wally, of course I've seen Coco.
It's like the most, I mean, my eyes are watering just thinking about it right now.
You guys both have no emotions.
No, it's not true. That's not true. I literally, though, so there was, it was funny. I don't know. Did either of you see the movie After Sun? Do you know what After Sun is? Did either of you see that with Paul Mescal? So I watched that movie a couple weeks ago, and it was a movie that I watched alone in my office here. My wife had like her friends out there, and they were watching The Bachelor, Bachelorette, or something.
So you started crying because you were watching the movie alone.
No, I watched the last 10 minutes of that movie, made me cry like harder than anything I've ever watched. And I remember being like, I came out to talk to my wife after, and like I had like, you know, gotten myself under control, and I was like, thank God I didn't watch that with you. Like, I would have felt so pathetic.
Oh, grow up, Phil. Like,
yeah, it's okay to. Yeah, I don't think you have to be ashamed for crying.
Your wife would
as hard as I was.
No, your wife would probably appreciate it because we all have feelings. I can't stand that stuff. What do we want? What do you think? Like, and I don't know. Maybe some people are like, no, don't cry, or please do. What are you, a
I mean,
robot?
Survivor's made me cry. I mean, I
I mean,
was
the Joe.
crying during the Joe and Eva scene
Yeah.
like 4 weeks
Same thing with
ago.
that hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
That made everybody cry.
Yeah.
So
That and Coco.
that and Coco. So wait, where were we going with this, Carolyn? Because you had notes and then you asked if we cried. So I'm ready.
So I like emotions. I like, and I, when people are talking about trauma, it like, I'm like a hawk. And then I just like, so you know what I'm saying? I was doing something because I always have to be multitasking anyway. And I heard Kyle and he starts talking and he's like, that true. And so he's using all the words that like, because good, I like having conversations about trauma. So he's using all the words that like are gonna like, ooh. So he talks about being triggered and I'm thinking like he's gonna talk and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, he's going to be like the next Jesse Lopez of like, you know, he's going to talk about his gang or like getting out of something. And I was like, how the hell is somebody in jail for disorderly and an underage? Because like I have both and I didn't spend more than a few hours.
I was kind of wondering the same thing, and I
Is
mean,
that
I don't.
inappropriate to say? I'm
No, I mean,
no, I was. Yeah,
I
I
don't
mean,
want to. Go
right.
ahead, Will.
No, I mean, I was. That crossed my mind too. Was it like, was it just like repeated offenses, or did we have some like prejudiced, police officers or judges? Like, I think that's totally on the table.
But I wanted to talk to like, and, oh, it sucks. I didn't get to talk to him. Didn't get to talk to. I didn't get to talk to a lot of people, to be honest. But, and I always like to give like the people who season like their time. I'm not going to be like, bleh. So okay. So that made me think like, well, wait, what are we missing something from the story? Like, and then I thought like, because of the way that he was being talked to by David, I was like, I thought he was going to give, I don't know, maybe they edited it like that and there's more information, but I'm like interested. I'm like, let me talk about your trauma because I wanted to like just know more.
And I feel like that was a very interesting human moment we got there, because I don't feel like we've ever seen that on Survivor. Maybe I'm sure that there's people in the past who have been arrested for something who have gotten onto the show, but like it just hasn't, they try to like bury it. I think what was pretty interesting about this one, was kind of cool about it, is how open Kyle was with it, knowing that this is going to make the air. When you're talking about this, you
But
know
it's
this
an
came up.
underage girl. I have like five of those. Like,
Yeah, I know. So maybe there's more to it, but still, I feel like still him being open and talking about this, we'll see what ends up happening. I mean, I feel like, I'm watching that and I'm saying, am I looking at the future winner here as he's using this to get closer to Joe, and it's working, and
well,
it
like
ultimately
Jesse talked
blinds
about
him.
his game. So I'm thinking, like, or, you know, just like Jesse had a bad past and yada, yada, yada. He had to get his tattoos removed. We saw his mugshot. We
Yeah.
talked, like, Vetus from whatever season that was. He talked
With
about his
heroin,
addiction
yeah.
and his past and being, you know what I'm saying? So, like, we've seen it. And so I have a past. Like, and so it's like, I was just surprised when he had said, like, I thought that we were going to get, like, just some more information other than just, like, the underage. And I'm like, why were you in jail for an underage? Like, that's really unlucky. But also, it was kind of it, just for him to like, go to Joe with that. Because I was like, I don't know. I just was waiting for, like, more. And then it just pissed me off when he. Good when David and him had that conversation. It's like, re like read the room, David. Like he is clearly, and he had said, and I did. I literally wrote this down. We are all people here because he was trying to brush off his feelings and how he would. And you guys, are you guys the Davids? Like he was having a moment. Kyla was feeling something, and he's like, "No, it shouldn't be that hard. Blah, 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 get
Yeah.
over it."
I mean, I'm just, look, you see this right here? Look at that. Do I look like David? Is that good?
Oh, I was like, what am I looking at?
Exactly. What
Yeah,
are you
nothing there.
looking at?
Yeah.
That's the point. Yeah.
A
And
couple of
Will,
Davids over here.
I think Will and I, we posted a picture last year. Will came down and visited me here in Florida. And we posted a picture of us at a bar where we were like looking at each other, flexing. And my wife was like, all right, now flex.
It's a
And
good
like, so she can
photo.
take the picture. And like, it's like, no, seriously, flex.
There's
Like,
nothing there. Yeah.
there's nothing for either one of us. So we're not the Davids, that's for sure.
No, you don't need to be. I can't stand muscles. Good. I can't. Like
Well,
I like
you're on the right podcast then, that's for sure.
let's see if I can find this photo.
when
Yeah,
you
well, we got to get
could.
that up.
I know.
So Carolyn, while Will looks for that photo, who do you think's going to win at this point?
And good, I was rooting for Mary until she teamed. Oh, well, now he's gone. I liked Mary when Mary was like a loner and like everyone wanting her gone. I liked it. So maybe I just will always root for those types of people. I think Kyle would be a great winner. Mitch, I like am praying for Star, like any of them. And I just don't feel like Eva's gonna win. Like,
I don't feel like Eva or Joe. Everybody thinks it's Eva or Joe. I just don't see. What about Camilla? You didn't say Camilla there.
oh, I would love Camilla to win. Truly anyone but Nips, so we're good. But then he's gone. So, but Mitch would be such a fun winner, really, truly.
Yeah, I'm.
Shine, like I he'll be gone. I don't think he'll make it to the end, but.
I feel like on a rewatch, when people rewatch this season, because I said I thought tonight's episode was phenomenal. I really did. I thought the editing was great. I thought it did a good job of pitting everybody against each other. The story really made sense. David going home was a pretty significant, it was a big move, even if it wasn't necessarily a blindside to all of us. It was a big move, and he had been such a prevalent part of the episode that, or this season, that you felt like maybe he'll stay. So I do feel like
What?
when people
That last
rewatch,
episode, I
well,
think
no,
that's a big
I'm
part
saying
of
he's
this.
been big the whole season, though. He's been there the whole time.
Oh, yes. But
Yeah.
I think that he's been slipping because I
Oh,
was
yeah.
loving him pre-merge. I was like, yes. And
No,
then he's.
I agree with that. What I'm saying, though, is like when people rewatch this season, knowing what happens, I think people are going to have a much higher appreciation for this season, because I do think that like those satisfying blindsides, like David going home tonight. I mean, David was pissed when he got voted out. Those satisfying moments come from a couple of boring, everything was status quo. That's what happens. And that's what builds up these villains, builds up the power that you want to take down. When you're binging this season in 2 years or 3 years, and you know, oh man, just wait for episode nine when Dave is going to go home. I feel like people are going to be excited about that, because right now, a lot of what people have been so upset about is the unknown, the feeling that, oh, well, David and all of them are just going to run this and that's boring and I don't want that. Now
Yeah.
you see what happens. And if Kyle or Camilla or somebody, I feel like I'm coming into the final eight and I'm saying, what, anything can happen. Anything, any of them can win. I feel like it's good.
I just want Star to like
Yeah.
emerge. Good. I
Yeah.
just want like Mitch, like all the what like the ones that are kind of on the outs, like to come in and like do something. And I know it's easier like said than done, but I feel like they could have done it. Like Star, team up with Mary and Mitch, and like you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
Right,
she tried to team up with Mary and David and they shot her down immediately.
because they're in the core.
Yeah, and
Like,
Star was smarter.
sucks.
Well, did you find our biceps? Carolyn's been sitting here just waiting
Well,
patiently.
I found the photo. I don't know if that constitutes finding our biceps because, as we said, not much going on. But I'm not able to share it through
Put it
this.
up there when
So
we're, or how does that work? I don't, girl.
I don't know how it works. I'm trying to figure it out. The file type isn't correct. It's a whole
Oh, it's a
mess.
mess.
So,
It's a mess.
but how about this? Who do you think is winning, Carolyn, if you had to pick one person?
I don't like girl. Mitch.
Mitch.
Mitch
Okay.
could
I'm
win.
just obsessed with him now, to be honest, because I love someone who smiles. And so that's what I'm going off of. I'm not going to like, yeah, that's what you two are for, to like analyze it and be all specialty. I like, but I want Mitch.
And I feel like we've been so wrong this season so far. Like we have not been on the mark with, like, we really did feel like based on what we were watching editing wise, it was like David, like he's going to go deep. I thought maybe he'd be a zero vote finalist if he wasn't going to be the winner. Like he was going to be in the end. Now he's gone in ninth place. I'm sitting here looking at this final eight going, man, I got to reevaluate how I think about things. 'Cause you
Not
know,
after last episode, weren't you there watching? Like he's way too bossy. He was way like that was not gonna work.
yeah,
No.
Phil, speak for yourself. I think I'm seeing the ball right now. I think you got a good read. I
All right, so
honestly,
who's gonna win then, Will? Is it Mitch?
I think I told Blake last week that like I think David could go home like very soon. Like this alliance is clearly falling apart this week.
Yes.
Who's winning? If I had to pick one person, I think it's between Kyle and Shaheen. I don't know who I like more, but
Really, you think so?
Let's go Shaheen for the fun. I think Kyle's probably the chalk, but Yeah, I think Cheyenne had a pretty interesting episode tonight. We got that flashback from him, which was kind of interesting. Like, we haven't seen a scene like that because we weren't flashing back to like a specific moment or like pivotal point in the season. It was like, we're just going to flash back to these like little small points. Like, we haven't seen that before, I don't think.
And
so,
when they, I do think
yeah, my
that
ears
was one thing,
up there.
That was one thing I didn't really love, because I felt like when they showed that, it really gave away that David was going to go home. I feel like that scene actually did take away the drama, because it was the flashback of Cheyenne going around and saying all this stuff. And it was like, I started planting seeds a couple days ago. And to me, I sat there and I said, oh man, David really is done. Like, this is over. And I think that it was an interesting technique they tried, but I do feel like they gave away their ending by doing that. I'm just
up on that.
I'm surprised that nobody's talking about Camilla. I feel like Camilla, she's been talking about the whole keep the jury in mind, keep the jury in mind, keep the jury in mind. That vote tonight, David knew Camilla wanted him out, so he's not that worried. He wanted Camilla out. He was pissed at Joe. He's pissed at Cheyenne, and he's pissed at Kyle. If Camilla's sitting at final three, she's the one who's keeping the jury in mind. Like, I could see David being a bitter juror for sure. There it is. Look at those cannons right there, Carolyn. What do you think?
There we go.
How do I see it?
You can't see that picture right in the middle?
Mm-mm.
Oh, because you're on your phone, aren't you?
Yeah, sorry. Everything is dead, not working.
Well, you're going to have to tune in. And
you're going to have to watch, you're gonna have to watch the YouTube to you. Right now.
Again, you're not missing much here. But
to be honest, like, I would, like, good. When, like, he took his shirt off, I was like,
clearly, I mean, we need to drink more milk. That's, I think,
that is the thing. I will say,
you don't like, are people impressed by muscles? I don't know.
I will say, Thomas was, maybe I'm wrong on it being Thomas, but I feel like Thomas was right there near Mr. David screaming, take it off. And I might be wrong on it being Thomas, but there were people on that stage. Screaming,
was it Thomas? Because was it?
I felt like, hey, I saw the joy on Thomas's face, and him and Bianca having the time of their lives. Maybe they're just happy to be there. I don't know. But I'm telling you, people were shouting, take it off. And there were people on that stage, and I swear I heard Thomas yell it. Kara, is David getting a Christmas card this year? Is that what you're saying?
No, I like when he's talking about, like, when he's humble and talking, like, all of that. I liked him pre-merge. I just don't like all the rest. So that's it.
If you had to think about who's going to go home next week, Carolyn, where's your mind going?
I'm always so bad at this. Literally, my like winner pick went home first, and so
you had Stephanie.
Yeah, it was my winner pick, and then Thomas. So
I had Thomas. We were just—it's not our fault. It's the game's fault. Thomas,
it is good. Who's going next? It better not be like Star or something like stupid like that, where they just pick, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not even going to put that out there, because there's no reason for Star to go home, and you know it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no idea.
No straight answer there, Will. Will, help Carolyn out. Who do you think? Because I know, obviously,
I agree that I don't think Star or Mitch are just, or even like Mary at the, like, I think, now that we've had this, like, the first shot fired, now the piece is, like, now we have to figure out, okay, like, it's on. Like, we can't, like, the facade is over of, like, we're going to go to the end together. And now you're, like, kind of thinking about what Mary said tonight. Like, do I want to make the move first? Like, what if I'm making the move when they weren't even planning on making the move? Like, who's going to take the shot? And I think with Eva having all of these advantages, and that they're very public, and that it's spread, everyone knows about them, I don't think you can go into a final eight vote and not consider voting out Eva. And if she doesn't win immunity, I think she's going to be targeted, or she's going to play an idol. And that's going to result in one of our, you know, like, our five going home. I think that's more likely than like a Mitch, a Star, or a Mary. So that's my thoughts. I hope it's one of that. I think that'll be more exciting. What's that?
They were getting rid of David. Like, that was, I feel like they were just like, done, but I feel like they still feel like pretty loyal to each other, or well, at least I do. I feel like Cheyenne was gonna stay with Eva right now. At least I feel like Joe is not going anywhere, but I don't think they're gonna break up yet. I think Phil would say it's too soon.
I'm getting shade here.
I feel like if you're Camilla in this situation, you can't let this alliance continue. And if, especially if you're Mitch Starman, like these are all numbers that anyone who wants to flip on Joe and Eva has a lot of free agents on this beach right now. And it seems like a very good time before you get too late into the game, especially that we know the safety without power is her advantage. And it's not like an extra vote or a steal a vote. Even it's like Eva can just get up and leave. We should probably not let that happen.
Yeah.
Like that seems very powerful, especially because she also has an idol. I think that's too much for Kyle and Camilla to not be like, let's do something about this.
This goes to my pitch of why the extra vote might've been better too. If everybody knows that, if you're going to tell people that you have it and they're going to start spreading it like wildfire, which maybe Eva doesn't realize, but if you're going to tell everybody you have it, people can know you have an extra vote and it's still hard to work around. If they know you have safety without power, that's easy to work around because either you're getting up and leaving or you're not. And if you don't, they can blindside you. But if you get up, okay, whatever. We saw it with Rachel last season. Like there's nothing you can do. But I do feel like with an extra vote, if that gets out there, everybody can, then they have to figure out, okay, how do we get the numbers to make this happen with safety without power? If she gets up and leaves, then they're going to vote out somebody else. But if she doesn't get up and leave, then they know that she can't use that. Whereas the extra vote could have at least been a variable. So that's just what I think.
You guys are too smart. Oh my God.
We could be completely wrong. And we often are.
No, but it's like the way you talk, it's like that, like, oh, whoa, like you both have degrees in like Survivor.
They don't call us the specialists for nothing, Carolyn.
Yeah. We had to get Philip Shepherd's approval for that. You know?
Oh, I was going to say, girl. But it's like, you're making my brain hurt, Phil. Like, I need a break. So, like, I'm like, good. I feel that way with Rob's podcast where I'm like, oh. But I feel like even he isn't like, you guys literally sound like scientists of the game. Like, you have your PhD in Survivor.
I don't even know how to answer. Yeah.
Dad, have you ever heard that before? Like, I get, you know that you're the specialist. That's like why you call yourself that. So I get it. That's all I'm saying. Like this.
No, I appreciate it. I mean, it's nice to hear but I feel like most people right now are sitting here going, this is the dumbass who thought David was going to win. So what the hell does this guy know? So, you know,
you both, it's like,
yeah, I feel like we need to wrap this up pretty soon before we say something stupid and, Carolyn. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to.
It's like, you guys are just smart with this. I get it.
There you go. Matthew C throws up the comment. Never seen Phil and Will blush like that. It's heartwarming.
I might be crying, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, please.
I might shed a tear.
Carolyn, we are almost at an hour and a half. So like, we don't have to go.
I was like, my brain hurts. And I think it's because like, this is a lot like good. There's certain people like, you guys are just really smart with stuff. And it's like, ow.
Well, what do you want to kind of end on the note here then? Like where do you want to take this as we get out of here and get ready to wrap this up?
Bye.
That's it.
Final we have some business to take care of. And I think we let Carolyn take off the business here. We recently, this season, this is new. We give out the Philly and the Willie. And the Philly is the MVP of the episode, and the Willie is the least valuable player of the episode. And you cannot give the Willie to the player that was voted off. So you cannot give it to David. But you let it rip. You can just say who you think was the best player. That's the Philly, and the worst player is the Willie.
Best. The best is the Philly is going to be Kyle.
Philly goes to Kyle.
Philly goes to Kyle. That's good. I like that.
Now you got to make an enemy here.
No, I don't give a shit. I will have all the enemies in the world. You think I care? So, no, I'm kidding. I'm sorry. Okay. Who is that? Like, who would be the Willy? So it's basically like who played terrible, who is terrible.
Who do you think had the worst? The worst episode, but it can't be the person voted out.
Who came in with like a good, like you now think their game is in a worse off state than it was when we started the episode?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mary.
That's Mary gets the Willie. I think that's a good choice.
That's not her fault, but
yeah, she just aligned with the person who goes home, and now she's on an island. And I mean, Jeff was hyping up this season beforehand.
They are in Fiji, Phil.
Yes, that's Jeff true.
Always hypes up every day.
But he was hyping this one up as a season of pairs, which makes me think that the pairs will be important to the very end, which makes me think Mary's probably in trouble because she has no pair now. David's gone. She's alone. What does she do? So
team up with fucking Star. Jesus.
Yeah, I know. Wouldn't that be nice?
Please. Should work. Ugh, but.
All right. Well, I'm going to have Andy from Survivor 47 on the podcast on Sunday with me at 1 p.m. We're going to be doing predictions.
What a week for the specialist. Dude,
I went Todd, Carolyn, and Andy. That's a pretty damn good week.
Girl, I was literally good. I was like talking crap with Sam. Why am I whispering? I was talking crap with Sam. And I'm like, if I have to hear that damn Operation Italy one more time, he was a part of Operation Italy. And I'm literally like, I totally forgot because it was always Andy. Like, don't you remember that when the whole episode was, it was just like, and it was a great episode, but it was like Operation Italy over and over and over. I was like, Sam was a part of that. Who named it though? Wasn't it Andy?
It was Andy or Genevieve. Yeah. I think it was Andy.
It was Andy. I believe it was Andy.
Yeah.
I loved him so much when he was crying about the coconut. That's like the moments I'll always like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm proud of him.
Yeah. Well, he's actually hitting the highest achievement you can hit. And he's coming on the specialist on Sunday. So he's fulfilling his survivor dreams by coming on our podcast.
Oh, is that what he said?
No, but that's what I'm going to give him.
That's what we say.
Yeah. You know, this is the big show. This is the
stuff you've done tonight. This is your,
you've never asked me to be on this.
Carolyn,
reality TV achievement for Carolyn.
I wanted to do a traders one with you, but then you were kind of doing your traders thing. So I didn't want to like step on toes.
That's why I literally get low. Well, I don't open my messages anyway and blah, blah, blah. But like literally it's like, I was like, what the hell? They didn't even ask me. I would have done it. Like truly, I would have. I would have. So just sometime, maybe I'm just like not approachable. I don't know. I'm a really nice person.
Yeah, no, it was great. I loved meeting you. I couldn't believe you were like, yeah, you do that podcast. You never ask me on. Let's take a picture. And I was like, okay. It was like, those were the first three sentences, but that was good.
Because I'm a nice person. And then I'm like, fair play, good. I'm like, I don't want this big belt in this picture. I was getting so sick of it. That thing was like heavy. He's like, hold on to it. I'm like, no, it was this big. What do you call that?
He won some wrestling match. It was his championship belt.
What the? But good. He is that same person. Like, and I was laughing. I was. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, get the hell out of here.
He kept handing it to everybody. And as he drank more and more, he kept trying to be like, oh, yeah, hold this. And then he would just like walk away from me. I'm like, dude, I'm not carrying around your Boca Raton championship wrestling belt.
No. But he's funny. I laughed.
Yeah. Fair play is entertaining. But
yes.
All right. We'll let you go here then. Hour and a half. That's a solid recap. We covered a bunch. Tomorrow night, I'm live with Blake at 5 p.m. We'll dig deeper into this episode. That'll be a lot of fun. Sunday with Andy.
How much can you go with this? Like, you're the specialist. Like,
well, and then I get Blake on here, and then Blake goes on his real, real tangents. Like, Blake goes all over the place, and I'm sure he'll have a lot of things to say about David. He's on your team with David, so he's gonna be ready tomorrow.
And that's like, I feel like at this point maybe you're just trying to be like, there's Twitter. And then are you just trying to like, be like anti-Twitter? And so then you like stand up for like the underdogs of Twitter.
No, I, you know, some people think that. I really do just say what I actually think about the episodes. Cause then people are like, you just love this season. Of course, somebody had tweeted at us today, Will, and they're going to be pumped that I say this if they listen 93 minutes, but they tweeted at me and they were like, of course you guys are doing that thing where you pretend to like the season that everybody knows is bad. And it's like, no,
bad?
I've said like many times that I don't really like this season.
And I said the same thing. I'm like, I don't even think this season's that good.
It hasn't been as bad
as people are making it out to be. So by saying the season is average, I'm now an asshole. So it's like, I don't feel like I'm trying to be anti-Twitter.
I don't know if like the poll, but I don't know what like Twitter's saying about this. It's not liked right now.
They hate it.
I feel like what season do people like? Because I feel like even when 44 aired, I feel like people, like, I don't feel like people were talking shit about 44. And now I feel like since It's like, we hate that 44. It's weird. I don't get it.
People love 47. That's really the only one from the new era people universally love is 47.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's because Genevieve goes far and you get the Rachel win, and that's really what it is.
I didn't know.
Yeah. That's really it.
But... which it's a good season. I'm not like, but I didn't know that. Like, I don't. Please. Yeah. Well, thank you, specialist. My brain literally hurts, and like, you did your job. So,
well, thank you so much for coming on, Carolyn. This truly was awesome. I'm so happy that we were able to connect and get you on here. And you know, I'd love to have you on. I told you anytime.
Yeah,
I'd love to have you on again at any time. So, thank you so much for jumping. Everybody, like this video, subscribe to our channel, and I'll see y'all tomorrow at 5.
Woo-hoo. See ya.